From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The intelligence community was dead wrong in almost all of its pre-war judgments about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. That line comes from a presidential commission, which today delivered the latest report to slam U.S. intelligence agencies. The commission goes on to say that the U.S. knows, in its words, disturbingly little about the nuclear programs of many of the world's most dangerous actors. NPR's Mike Schuster has details.
The commission's report concentrates on the evidence that the U.S. intelligence community gathered that was used to make the case for going to war with Iraq. The primary document was a national intelligence estimate made public in October 2002, when the pressure to go to war was intensifying. That intelligence estimate was almost entirely wrong, the report says. The U.S. had little worthwhile information about what was going on in Saddam Hussein's Iraq, so analysts fell back on assumptions of bad behavior and overlooked any new information that might have forced a different conclusion. The commission's co-chairman is retired Judge Lauren Silberman.
What little evidence they had, they pushed into assumptions, and although it was perfectly reasonable for them to speculate or to assume, what the intelligence community should have done is said, look, we don't have very little evidence of this. We really don't know.
But it wasn't just that intelligence estimate. For years, according to the commission, the intelligence community had been giving the president and senior policymakers bad analysis on Iraq in the form of the president's daily briefs and other intelligence documents. Those documents were even more alarmist and less nuanced, the commission concludes. In the words of the report, they were selling headlines to keep the first customer, that is, the president, interested. The Iraq portion of the report focuses on two key intelligence errors. One was the now infamous aluminum tubes, which the intelligence community and the White House said were evidence of new uranium enrichment activities in Iraq. Both the State Department and the Department of Energy believe the tubes were actually missile parts, but their views were not included in most intelligence assessments. And then there's the story of Curveball, a code name for the Iraqi engineer who claimed there were mobile biological weapons laboratories in Iraq. Then Secretary of State Powell used that information to make an argument for war before the UN Security Council. It was all false, and Curveball was lying. Curveball was a source the Pentagon's intelligence agency turned up. Some in the CIA thought he was lying. Nevertheless, the CIA included his information in the intelligence estimate with no warnings about its credibility. On whether all this might have constituted political pressure from the White House, the commission's report says that question was beyond its purview. But commission co-chair, former Virginia Senator Charles Robb, said there was no such evidence.
If somebody has a member of the intelligence community that can say to us, we changed our analysis based on a request or demand, or we believe we were improperly influenced to change it, we haven't heard from them.
President Bush welcomed the report and chose to emphasize not the Iraq intelligence failures, but the places where the commission found success, in the case of Libya's nuclear weapons program and the revelations about the Pakistan-based nuclear black market.
Where we have had success, the commission reports, we have seen innovative collection techniques and a fusion of interagency intelligence capabilities. We must work to replicate these successes in other areas.
But the successes cited are few. The report concludes the intelligence community also knows disturbingly little about the nuclear programs of many of the world's most dangerous actors, such as North Korea and Iran. But those findings are classified. The commission has made dozens of recommendations to change the way the intelligence community operates, some ambitious, like creating a new human intelligence directorate to integrate the spies of the CIA, the military, and the FBI. Some more modest, such as the creation of an open sources directorate that would take more seriously information in the public realm, which the commission concludes was more reliable on Iraq than the secret information. Mike Schuster, NPR News.